Hi everyone, Dark Brew here from thebrewhall.com and The Brew Hall on Twitter. You are about to listen to the epic finale of the Hunting Party podcast. The show was recorded on Saturday, January 18th, 2014. The show was 4 hours long, so I decided to break it up into 4 one-hour segments. This is part one. Stay thirsty and remember to drink your Dark Brew Lager.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, hunters of all races, it is my distinct, if slightly melancholic, pleasure to welcome you to the 200th and final episode of the Hunting Party podcast, while all sorts of typing and noises go on behind me there. I'm Arth from the Warcraft Hunters Union. I'm wearing my WHU Awesome Sauce thong, and I'm ready to go. We have a bunch of guests with us today. They're all going to be familiar to fans of the show. We have a giant room here, and we're going to apologize in advance because it'll be a bit chaotic, but it will also be a lot of fun. But before we introduce all of them, I will let my co-hosts introduce themselves as well.
Yeah, and I am Dark Brew, of course, from thebrewhall.com and The Brew Hall on Twitter.
And this is Frostheim from Warcraft Hunters Union, Frostheim WHU on Twitter, and really not from the Warcraft Hunters Union anymore.
No!
And I'm Alexander, live from Karanos, where we currently have Bella's guy who is inviting you to our crossover raid. Hint, hint.
All right, well, today is Saturday, January the 18th, 2014, and if you want to participate in the chat room one final time and have your mang angled on the air by Frostheim, just create a really hard-to-read, pronounce, huntery name and join in on all this craziness.
Oh, and thanks for that, Dark Brew, because as it so happens, joining us in the chat room today is Akaduce, Aduken, Edgelo, Amaryse, Antigen, Aspex, Babe Lincoln, Bad Language, Banya, Beast Greek, Bernard, Bella, BG Ranger, Bellu, Bloodberry, Bloopy, BM Jager, Biramid, Dine, Bert, we're only on Bees, Cab, Can Taunt, Chessier, Cool Hunter, something there is blocked off. There's clearly supposed to be more. Kravkin Terranos, also supposed to be more. Sitarak, Danda, Kakakaki, Dave Thing, Dejan, Druid Tamer, Duskwander, Illapidae, Enyas, Eridor, Euripides Lies, very fond of that one, Faramus, Garfurian, Graviscor, Githa, Gebon, Gobo, Gorbrax, Grolg, Grundlin, Guest 23714, Golder, Haraz, Hart or Reed, Huntress Rachel, Iggy Hunt, Immortal Scott, Induates, Isis, Jaslen, Jev, Junis of Twisting, Kale, Kazarin, Ken's Hunter, Keldu, Liger Wolf, Little Yeti, Loranthus, McPherson, Magicus, Marathaso, Mask, oh, this is going to be interesting, Mib1ZOY7T, Mib2K, JH6V, Mib513XSF, Mib AEM11K, MibJUHHL1, MibN1083D, Monkey Hunt, Mullingrew, Nice Try, Night Raid, Akami, Omaga, Orogrin 8, Oxander, Ryan, Rycat, Rowow, Roger Brown, Reticulous, Saria, Scruffy, Slugslinger, Solar Knight, Taconite, Helios, Tappan, Tarzan Lane, Tiny Torin, TMA, Tombstone X, Vagger, Ver, Vixis, Vodzi, Vu, Vulturei, Wiccan, Williker, Widrina, Zarnuki, Zinguin.
All right. On that note, you have been listening to episode 200 of the Hunting Party podcast.
You stole the joke I was going to use. I was going to do the same exact thing.
I missed the first three. Can we do it again?
Yeah. So, man, I didn't realize when I put Frostheim's name for reading the chat room, I didn't realize what I was subjecting him to. But our lovely,
done it about 80 times previously. You had to have known.
Yeah. Our lovely moderator, as always, is Ali Saunder. You can send your questions into Ali in a private message by left-clicking her name, selecting PM, then typing in the new tab. Be sure to let us know who the question is for, in general, or one of the people on our panel. Probably don't send questions into huntingpartypodcast@gmail.com. We may not see it in time, and again, this is our final show. But we have a ton of people here with us, so let us introduce our guests. So we get to skip this first one. Euripides, former host of the show and original one of the original two hosts of the show, should be stopping in later on today, but he's not here with us.
He's not here yet. Yeah, I mean, and you know, it should be noted. Yeah, not just the original. It was his idea that he was the brainchild behind this and the one who wanted to start up this podcast. So
we are all here because of his insight and wisdom.
And then he, by the way, he missed more shows than any of the hosts.
It's true. It is true.
So our next returning host, though, is my former boss on the WHU. He was a longtime blogger and podcast host who wrote for WoW Insider and the WHU. He's credited with revitalizing and enhancing the Hunter community through the WHU Guild's in-game events and his excellent, if occasionally controversial, writings and opinions on the Hunter class. His dogged devotion to DPS, using math and science to maximize your character, created an army of devoted readers. He's hairy, or so we're told, uncommonly good-looking, or so we're told, and has an in-game cloak named after him. Frosthive, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and let me just say for that, as so we're told, I'm uncommonly good-looking. That is backed up by Blizzard themselves.
You know what? That is true. That is true.
And our next guest is considered the original Hunter blogger. He helped to create the Hunter community that we know and we love today. His Hunter podcast, which he hosts all by himself, and I don't know how he managed that, just with all the trouble we have, is credited with popularizing podcasts not just for hunters, but throughout the entire WoW community. He's currently retired from blogging, but has remained an entertaining, informative, and opinionated elder statesman of the hunter world. Big Red Kitty, welcome back.
I hate the word elder. Strike that.
Yeah.
That's awful. That's the worst adjective ever.
You prefer old?
I prefer, how about seasoned?
Seasoned.
Elder, distinguished. Because men, as they get older, we get distinguished.
Yeah, true. I like distinguished because I'm right up there. I'm right up there in age with you. So, yeah, distinguished is yes, we like that word.
And all you people copying, becoming former WoW Insider writers and former bloggers. Now I got to find something new.
Yeah. Well, this is
Blogger Emeritus.
Yeah, this podcast is actually, I was looking through, and it's becoming like a graveyard of former Hunter bloggers, so this is like the retired podcast and blogger podcast.
This is the Sanford and Sons of World of Warcraft, is what
Yeah. Oh, I prefer to look at like you and Frosthime, like the Manning and Brady of, like, you know, Hunter bloggers.
Yeah,
it could be like the Love Boat, where they brought back everybody.
See, now you guys are just into references I don't get at all.
Yeah, like that. Well,
the
they are
boat and the Brady. And
they are seasoned, so you know those are some.
You know the Love Boat.
I know the little guy who says deplane, but that's the extent of my Love Boat knowledge.
Oh my good! Wow. Welcome to the podcast, there, pup.
That is like the 100-pound puppy dog of love.
Yeah, well, puppy dog of love was Quattro. And this is the 100-pound baby, and he sees somebody trimming the yard, so he's letting him know that he desperately wants to play, but he's using his Cujo voice. So I will try to mute it when he freaks out.
Yeah, no, that's okay. You know, the more the merrier. But Michelle Morrow is our next guest. She is an accomplished actress, notorious gamer, and is well-known in Warcraft and gaming circles. She boasts an in-game NPC named after her, a Pandaren named Me Space Shell. Among other endeavors, she is currently the host for Bite-Sized TV's new nerd variety show on Hollywood Boulevard called Chaotic Awesome. She's a writer for Hello Giggles and the newest addition to Sci-Fi's hit series, Heroes of Cosplay. I believe this is the first time we've gotten to announce that. That sounds awesome. We should probably talk about that a little bit.
Sounds more awesome when it's called cosplay.
Whatever. I'm on my second beer already. We got a lot of stuff to read here. She is also currently producing a wonderful WoW documentary with Nerdist Industries and Legendary Pictures, which we discussed at length the last time she visited the show back in November. She's been called a screen queen and final girl for her work in horror films, a part-time banshee in the WoW community, and is a longtime hunter and friend of the podcast. Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you. It only took you a little while to get that out.
Have we finished reading the intro of people in the chat room yet?
Also, you know, it's Meishal, you know, like Mei Mei from, you know, like the Chinese word for sister from Firefly. Come on.
Ah, jeez.
Jeez, Art. Way to screw it up. Let's get through these intros.
I did my research on this.
Apparently not very well.
Well, I was trying.
No, thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here.
Awesome. And last but not least, well, almost last but not least, because we still have a couple others, but we're very happy to welcome Zahara back to the show. She is the creator and curator of FemaleDwarf.com, which is, of course, the amazing tool for hunters to maximize their DPS through rigorous analysis and tinkering. Her theory crafting work has influenced and aided countless hunters, including those at the highest levels of achievement. She was our very first guest on the Hunting Party podcast, and she has been our most frequent guest, making a total of 9 appearances in the lifetime of the show. So we are always happy. No, this is number 10, actually. This will be number 10, so she's our first double-digit guest as well. So anyway, Zahara, welcome back to the show. It's our pleasure.
It's good to be back. It's kind of sad because
it is
the last one, but...
I know, but you're kind of... Yeah, but you're kind of now like the bookends of the Hunting Party podcast. Here for the very beginning, here for the very end.
Yeah. It's great to be here. And for once, I get invited ahead of time.
That's right.
Over half my visits have been, our guest canceled at the last minute. Are you free?
Oh, that's fair enough. We're always happy to have you.
And I think the other half were like, hey, yeah, we've been meaning to ask you, can you do the podcast tomorrow? Because we are not well organized.
and also in the chat room, but on the Hangout with us today is Synth Paradox, who the longtime listener of the show, and he's the one that's helped set up this very nice chat room and the whole Hunting Party podcast main page that enabled us to actually listen to the live show and participate in the chat room and done some sound work and everything else for us. So welcome back, Synth. You've been a tremendous help to helping us produce this show and getting it out to our listeners. So
yeah, thanks. It's been a bittersweet day so far already. I'm going to miss this show a lot.
Yeah, sorry I didn't get a chance to write a formal intro for you, but it was a little bit more last minute than some of the other invites, but we're glad you were able to join us.
Yeah, no, thanks for inviting me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so we do have... We might
elderly, since BRK didn't want it.
Ain't that the truth.
We do have a couple others that may pop in here for some cameo appearances. Former guest Roger Brown is in the chat room. He may join us a little bit later on. We have a few others as well who may jump in. So stay tuned for that. There was a little bit of confusion this week as it was briefly announced that Scott Johnson from The Instance would be joining us. That was a mistake. Scott's a friend of the show. He is a former guest on the podcast. So we wish him all the best, and I'm sure you can all agree that the guest list we do have is pretty epic.
I kind of like the fact that, you know, the actual official World of Warcraft account just decides, like, clearly Scott Johnson should be on this, so we'll just say it.
And they called it the WHU podcast. I mean, it was so wrong, and yet it was so epically right for this show. I mean, they could have, you know, the fact that the Warcraft team went out of the way at all to say
yes.
It was great. They could have called it the last episode of the Hello Kitty podcast, and that would have been, you know, that would have been okay with me.
Yes,
they,
and actually,
they felt really bad. They said they were sorry. I gave them a long email, and they were like, yeah, we'll just put some of these words together in a tweet in 140 characters and let it go.
Yeah, although I appreciate the WHU podcast just because of all the times over the years that it's been referred to as the OutDPS podcast.
Yeah, it was referred to the OutDPS podcast and the WHU podcast. I think BRK used to refer to it as the WHU podcast. I mean, it's all been all jumbled and mixed up throughout its life.
Hey, guys.
Hey, about DPS?
How you guys doing?
I think it's very appropriate that you miss at least part of this podcast.
I agree. I guess it does have a certain historical significance.
After all, Dark Brew stats.
Is that an item on the drinking game?
Hey,
I think so. Yeah, that's our next.
Oh, goodness gracious!
I think we need to go through the rules of this drinking game now.
Yep, I'm posting it right now in the I'm posting it in the chat room.
Okay, but you got to at least read the rules off here.
Right. Just so everyone can refer to it themselves as well. Let's see. I don't know if I want to read all of these, but let's see. Hunting Party Podcast, drinking game. So drink, this is whenever, so as many times as it happens, a host screws up or misses their lines and or is reminded by a co-host.
Let me interrupt you for a moment there and point out that the new rules do not have separate listener and host rules. Everybody drinks whenever one of these things happens.
Yes, that was purposeful.
That's the new rule, right?
Alas, I can't play the game today. I've got it company over for my lovely wife's birthday.
How long do you have to stay with us here?
Not long. I'm sort of being rude and leaving a late lunch in the middle of it so I can... you know what happened? Dark Brew sent me an email and he says, like, so is the 18th work for everyone? And I was sitting there going, I can't think of anything on the 18th I should be remembering right now.
Of course,
coming up to it, I'm just like, huh, what should I get my wife for her birthday? I wonder what I should do for her birthday. I'm like, let's see, when is that? Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's just how
Yuri,
I roll.
Yes. Before we lose you, what is your best in-game memory and your best out-of-game memory?
Yep, I was going to jump.
Podcast memory?
I was going to jump ahead to that so we could get his.
Sure. Oh, let's see. Best in-game memory would have to be... You know, give me a few minutes to think about it. Let's move on to another topic, and I'll come up with something
good. Okay. Well, we did intros for everyone except Yuri, so let's jump back here for a moment, just so maybe first-time listeners. I'm sure there's probably a few.
First-time listeners.
Last-time listeners.
You laugh, but I had one email, a couple emails from people that said, I just discovered your show, and... what the hell?
I just discovered your show. I'm a first-time listener.
BRK, how you doing?
Hey, who is this?
This is Yuri.
I know it's Yuri, but I'm a first-time listener, so I'm going to figure stuff out.
Here's a question for you. I think all three of us, Euripides, BRK, and myself, at one point in time we all played on Drendon, we were in Ethereal Circle, but I certainly didn't cross over. I had any crossover time with BRK, but I thought you and Yuri did at one point. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and answer my first question now, and I think my favorite in-game memory was when I met BRK the first time. That was pretty cool. You were like a hero to me. I had started this game playing, like reading your blog in particular before I even played the game. I found a link to it, and I just liked the way you wrote.
This is when the podcast turns all professional, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, I know. I have the video
We're
off.
Through with this stuff now.
You can't see the tears coming down my eyes right now.
That was when we had big raiding groups, and you'd have actually more than one hunter in your raid. And
I know.
And I remember they said, we're going to split off and go form our own guild because you suck. And I said, who are you?
That's the thing I would say. No, but that said, that was a lot of fun.
That was Burning Crusade. That was going into the Ethereals instance, whose name I've completely forgotten. That's part of being distinguished, by the way.
Distinguished.
Oh, this is.
Oh, you missed the beginning. Yes.
Not elder.
We called him elder statesman.
Is a hate crime. That's what
he
I'm
took
saying.
Exception to that. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we talk about Burning Crusade now. That's like old school stuff. But Burning Crusade, if you think about it, is like the oldest content in the game right now because they redid all the vanilla stuff in Cataclysm.
So yeah, really.
Burning Crusade is like pretty.
The raid instances, though.
Well, Burning Crusade is also when you guys started because you originally were talking about Burning Crusade stuff, and then you were doing the thing in Northrend, like up the top with all the like horse riding and stuff like that. I remember that.
Well, the Origin Tournament?
Yeah, I mean, the podcast started in Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah.
I mean, we started 3.2 era with the Origin Tournament and the Trial of the Crusader. That raid instance was the one everyone was doing.
It seems like you were doing a lot before that. I'd also like to add, we missed one more person. Take a drink, everybody. I just screwed up.
Yeah!
But we don't know what the rules are. We don't know.
We know that one.
We don't know who's in the chat channel either.
And we also have Matthew Mercer. He's in the chat room. He will be joining us later. He's a voice actor. He does Rexxar in Hearthstone and also does lots of other bosses. And oh, he's cool. A friend of Michelle.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, this is turning into an even better party than we originally planned. So Yuri, do you have a favorite out of game, like IRL WoW moment?
Probably visiting Frostheim and Darkrai. That was
for episode 100. Episode 100.
That was. Did I ever tell you about the time that how I got there? How improbable it was. I showed up to the airport without.
Oh, that's right. You told us that. I don't think you mentioned it on the show. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, Canadians are apparently allowed to enter the U.S. without a passport on a plane if they're really, really nice, and of course we all are. So the question is, why did I get a passport in the first place? No, it's the customs guy let me through because I sort of like got all the way to the end of the line where I was about to get on there, and they're like, this ain't valid. Here, I'll give you a visa that allows you to visit for the weekend, come back, and renew your passport. So.
What really happened was he told the guy that he was a host on the Hunting Party podcast, and he just let him through because he was a celebrity.
Nerd cred. Yeah, no, that guy really did not look like a World of Warcraft player. But yeah.
You know, speaking of like in-game things too, one of our guildmates, Wiccan, who's in the chat room, brought up mentioning that Yuri was our good luck charm on our raids, especially for like final bosses, which in case, you know, anytime that Yuri died, like right off the bat, usually from a disengage, I'll let you can explain the circumstances.
Yeah, okay,
usually
all right.
Succeeded.
Another strong contender for favorite in-game moment is every single time we got an important guild first kill on any kind of content. But if I was there, I was in the lava. Like typically, would like trying to do something.
Even if there wasn't any lava in the fight,
I'd find it. Like a magnet. I'd try and do something tricky with disengage. Like, you know, at one point I remember there was a boss mechanic of like waves sweeping across the screen and positioning being so important. This is before they untied auto shot from walking. And so I was sitting there trying to use disengage to get around as quickly as possible and, you know, stutter step. And through the midst of it all, I ended up in the lava. And we got a first, right away. And despite the fact that we had to 24 man it, we got a kill on a boss that we've been trying for just so long. And that was... Yeah, that's. Thank you for bringing that up, Wick. That's a strong contender. Every single time that I got involved in some sort of like guild versus kill, I was typically watching it from the lava.
Yeah, Ragnaros is the one I remember in Firelands. Yep. Like, and it was like early in the fight too. It wasn't like right at the end. It was like right in the beginning. You know, disengage into the lava, and then the Lich King counter trying to trick the Valkyries or whatever was another one.
Oh, my latency wasn't good enough for that, and I think they may have fixed it at some point where you couldn't disengage back in after being picked up by Valgir. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, yeah, you're right. There's so many of those. Oh, hold on. I'm going to put you guys on mute for a sec.
No. Hey, drink. whenever a show host is interrupted by real life for any reason.
Well, let's hit up these drinking rules, then.
Yeah, okay. Whenever a host complains about Hunter PvP... Whenever a host says Dark Brew Lager, Dark Brew alone does not count. Whenever technical issues of any type occur, whenever a show host is interrupted by real-life reasons such as a 100-pound dog or kids or... So one of the things we have listed here, and this wasn't my addition, this was from the old one, it says fire. Is that based on something that happened or is that just a joke? Somebody asked me that and I had no idea what the answer was.
I don't remember any instance of fire on the show.
I mean, no, you like fell over and hurt yourself, but I remember that one.
I didn't fall over.
Well, technically, you fell on your butt, and that.
But I didn't hurt myself in that.
Okay.
No, I think in episode 100 you fell out of your chair, but there was the one where you took the smoke break and came back, and you were bleeding and cut. And if you remember, what happened on that episode again?
I do remember. This is where my ninja training failed me. I was running like down this like short flight of stairs to pop outside to smoke. Back in the glorious, beautiful days when I still smoked. So I'm running down the stairs to pop out to smoke, and somebody had tracked, like, snow all over the stairs. And so, you know, I ran out, hit the edge of the stair, slipped, went down, just reflexively started to do a back brake fall, so, like, whipped my arm out and smashed my wrist into the light switch. And so I had, like, a big, bloody... gushy, you know, mess coming off my wrist. And at the time, I was like, oh, that hurt. Okay, well, I got to go outside and smoke. And came in, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, there's blood everywhere.
You were so descriptive when you came back. I think we had to warn people who might be sensitive on the show notes.
I think I posted a picture of it at some point.
Yeah, so that sounds vaguely familiar. Oh, hey, I got another contender for favorite Edogame moment. Not bad. Winning a friendship bracelet from Frostheim. I don't know. It took me a long time to find.
Got that one in right under the line.
It was right before you left. I think it was like the last thing, and it was even orange in and legendary color.
It was well earned too.
It was.
So let's see. Whenever a listener uses the word viable or optimal in their question, whenever a listener or username is read that pokes fun at a show host, such as Euripides Lies, which we just read a second ago, so retroactive drink.
All right, get that one now.
Whenever a question or reader email is answered in the chat room rather than by a host, that is as many times as they happen. Once for each Hunting Party podcast running gag, Frostheim's Hairy Arms, Canadian Jokes, Euripides' Hot Sister, Feral Druids, Dark Brew's Amazing Rare Spawn Tames, How OP Warlocks Are, Spore Bats, things like that. Once if the show ends on time, which is impossible for this episode, we're like finishing the intros and we're a half hour in. That's not happening this episode. If the auction house is referred to as the metagame, if you clear the mailbox of reader questions within the regular show time, also impossible today. If all show hosts remain connected until the break, if all show hosts remain connected from intro to outro, I think that might be the same one. If all five show hosts are in attendance, Dark Brew Frostheim, Euripides, Arth, Alisander, drink.
There we go.
Ooh, drink.
Which we are.
If Frostheim makes drink. Someone if Frostheim makes someone notably uncomfortable, for example, I'd totally tame you, Don.
But see, I don't think that ever really happened. Don has even confirmed that did not make her uncomfortable.
To you?
At least not in a bad way. Yes,
did it make the rest of us uncomfortable?
Yes, I think it did make everybody else uncomfortable on Don's behalf.
Yeah, basically.
If Euripides is accused of having certain inappropriate feelings towards feral druids, if anyone refers to the show notes during the show, I'm pretty sure we already mentioned those like three or four times, so drink.
That's a once thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Downey Glass, if a news announcement includes... Okay, that's not going to happen. If a real-life injury is sustained by a show host, by any of us, including the break, if you realize the show is not being recorded, this is a full glass. If your question or email are read aloud on the show, this one's for listeners only, so be warned if you're playing the drinking game and you send us a question. And if Dark Brew is given half the crap that Frostheim and Euripides give one another. Now, this is the addendum for episode 200. Whenever, and there's a limit of three on all these, whenever Michelle talks about out-drinking Frost, which I think she didn't do the last time that they played.
No, I did in person. I out-drank him in person, and then we got on the show, and I let him win.
Okay.
you let him win.
That's the way I heard it.
You're like, you know, I feel bad for Frostheim, so I'm just going to lower my
I'm just going to get totally wasted, throw up, take my pants off, and crawl into bed. You know?
That seems like a reasonable thing to do when you're feeling bad for Frostheim.
Because that's what happened. And in fact, in that episode, you hear Frostheim, like, you guys asked me a question at one point. My boyfriend was still listening, and you guys ask a question. You're like, what do you think, Michelle? Silence. And then
silence, yep.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that was a fun episode.
Anyway, I totally outdrank Frost.
What?
Yep, that's a drink. That's a drink.
That and BRK's tier helmet were like the two highlight moments from that episode.
Yeah. So yeah, whenever BRK talks about how it was in his day, whenever Arth mentions pet tanking, these are limit three. Whenever Frostheim says semicolon, however, comma, or enunciates punctuation in a similar manner, we actually got an email from that about that later on too.
Oh my gosh.
That should be something for that.
Bless you, yeah. Whenever Yuri talks about being a train conductor, add a second swig of moose are mentioned in the anecdote by Eddie.
Oh my god, hold on, I gotta interrupt you. I was recently conducting a train and I saw a moose. I'm not even joking.
That's two drinks.
I'm not even joking, guys. It happened like 2 weeks ago in Winterpeg. It was minus 50. Oh, last week, really.
All right, so what is this email you got about semicolon, however, comma?
Let's see. Well, it's further down here. Let's take a look.
Oh, is it in today's thing?
It was, yeah, it was.
Oh, we'll
it was,
get to it. We'll get to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll get to it today. We'll get to it today. And let's see, whenever Zahara corrects us with actual math, and whenever Alexander shoehorns lore into a topic having nothing to do with lore.
Well, I was in Outland earlier today, but...
whatever she like dredges up. So I was in Outland doing this remote quest chain, and this one word that this person used leads me to believe that perhaps Arthas would be involved in Warforged.
it's not just that, right? It's about like, oh, you know, they made this change to the coefficient of arcane shot, and so we think, you know, that reminds me of an interesting fact about WoW lore that's been discussed recently.
Oh, Ali.
Okay, and it's actually taken us longer than I wanted to get to talking about the in-game event. We have an in-game party going on right now, if you're listening and not in. It's happening on the Ice Crown server at Karanos. If you don't have a tune in the WHU Guild or on Ice Crown, we are doing some cross-server stuff. Bella, who is both Mini Bella, M-I-N-I Bella, in-game, or... Bella in the chat room here is handling invites, so if you want to talk to her, she's handling like the cross realm stuff and things like that. So if you want to join in the fun, we're just like screwing around and hanging out at Karanos, and we might later on we're going to be doing some in-game roles for prizes, at least one. I have to. Michelle might have another as well, but So we're going to be doing some in-game roles for prizes later on. We have an Alterac brew pup to give away, and one other. I think it's like a choose your own pet, and we might, after the official show is over in, you know, 6.5 hours, we might actually go do something in game where we're killing something.
Actually, I have the story with that is, Arth was talking about like, oh, I don't know, should we just hang out and party, or should we try to raid something? Should we actually try to organize a raid? And I was a big proponent of like no, I think we just gather everybody, we do the show for a couple hours until we're drunk, and then we decide to raid something.
Yeah,
that sounds like a working plan here. So. We're not sure exactly what's going to happen. However, we do have some. We're having a party at Karanos, and we are going to have some prizes to give out later on. So, if you want to hop in game, talk to Bella.
It's going to be a spirit quest.
It could be. You know, the one that was suggested was the trying to get Sylvanas, if that's even possible. I mean, you know, because it was the one failed attempt by the WHQ.
That's amazing, by the way. Wow.
I'm pretty good at that, aren't I?
I never knew you had this additional talent, BRK. That's incredible. You should be doing voice work.
You should have seen the stuff he wrote that he had, you know, we knew that BRK was accomplished, and then, you know, Michelle asked him. This was an email thread we had going on throughout the week, and then BRK just listed a few things off the top of his head, and it was like, wow. You know, I mean, I remember BRK for getting, like, Lokwanahawk in 5 minutes and then walking into Utgard Pinnacle and being handed that blue proto-drake the first time he stepped in there.
Yeah. I still use that, by the way.
I've been trying to get that for, like, 6 years now, however long it's been, and not going to happen. But
yep.
But so the stuff you wrote just topped that completely.
it's hard to be a writer. You guys know that. I mean, yes. Gee whiz. It's
the volume. It's the volume. I never minded blogging. Like, but when Frostheim was running the WHU, it was I was writing guest articles. So it was when I had something to talk about, I could write. And then when Frostheim sort of started to fade away, and then when you finally retired, it was kind of like, well, damn, I gotta write at least 3 articles a week, and that becomes it's difficult to still be
a week.
Quiet, boss. that was a little bit of a challenge for me because I was never used to writing that much about the game. So it was a transition for me. So I absolutely empathize with people who have been doing it for years and years, like BRK did and like Frost did for many years. But speaking of the WHU, if you haven't heard, it is closing its doors this week as well. There's going to be a final 2 to 3 articles coming out this week. We're going to post the podcast. I'm going to post a comprehensive history of the WHU. There's going to be a Hunter resource list.
So if you have any resources or websites that you think I might forget to add, that you want to add to the WHU's final article there so that it can point hunters in the right direction if they stumble across it in days to come, you have about 3 or 4 days to send it along to me. But I've been putting that together for a little while now.
Yeah, and let me stress that.
This is the website, not the guild.
Right. The WHU guild will, I mean, let's be honest. You know, I have had nothing to do with the WHU guild for a long time. The officers run it and do a phenomenal job. It will live on.
Yep.
The WHU website, I'm not going to take it down. It doesn't cost that much to host it now. But the goal is to leave it with the front page is basically saying, this is no longer being updated, but here's a whole bunch of great sites that you can go to find hunter news and info. So if you have recommendations for that, please email them to us, not to the Hunting Party Podcast email, because I don't know if anyone's going to be checking that anymore.
Yeah, I'll check it. You can. It's fine. If they send it to that, it won't go disappear into the nether.
Right.
Fantastic.
Right.
You can send it to huntingpartypodcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it should be noted, though, that amidst all of this retirement carnage, the Brew Hall is not going anywhere. That's correct, right, Dark?
Yep. No, I'll still be playing the game and still be writing there when I can. You know, so you can pop by there. Almost. And that's a good question. Maybe we should talk about this a little bit. I mean, what kind of resources are you guys looking at? I mean, because I went through my blog roll just the other day, and it's, you know,
a lot of dead stuff.
It's mostly dead stuff, and it's just like I'm wondering, where did everybody go? and so is there anything that any of you are reading? I know BRK, you had mentioned some stuff that you occasionally look in on. What do you like these days?
Angry Elf. Yeah. I read them every day, obviously.
Angry Dwarf to Grumpy Elf.
It's all about the dwarves.
Okay, and that is, just so you guys know,
is it the Grumpy Dwarf? I think
it's Grumpy Elf. It's thegrumpyelf.blogspot.com.
Yes, the Grumpy Elf, yes.
That'll be one of the ones listed on the WHU. Of course, there's Scattered Shots, which has been taken over by Bendak, who is a listener of the show, and he's done a really good job with that. That's kind of one of the flagship columns. And of course, lots of other people have held the Scattershots column in the past, but he's been doing a really good job. Another that I really enjoy is Kaldul's blog. It's got kind of a weird name, Hunter DPS Dungeoneer. I'll link it in the WHU article, but we've had him on the show a few times, and he's a very knowledgeable and intelligent hunter.
Yes, he is.
I've stolen some ideas from him in the past before in terms of like macros that he uses. He's really good with macros.
I think he recently posted like actually a really big macro.
Yeah,
he did just this past week. So he doesn't, you know, post every day or even every week, but when he does post stuff, it's usually very insightful, and it's very stuff you can take and apply in the game. And he does a lot of rating and a lot of high end rating too, things like that.
And his site is hunter-dps.dungeoneer.com. And once again, all the stuff will be up on the WHU.
Yeah. And for reference, he was actually one of my biggest like collaborators for the All Hunter rating that we did. So Frost and I would talk back and forth a lot about it, but there was a lot of ideas that he brought to the table as well that we ended up incorporating in our All Hunter rating. So he was a pretty valuable resource to me when I was leading those in terms of, hey, here's some stuff that we can try that maybe I hadn't thought of. So he's one that I enjoy. Those are really the ones. So Grumpy Elf, Scattered Shots, Kelduels, those are really the blogs, you know, outside of ours, you know, traditionally, WHU, Brew Hall, Out DPS, and all of that, that I've followed traditionally. But I'm sure there's others out there.
Yeah, and of course you have your traditional resources too, like Pettopia, for example, for all your pet information. Actually, I just noticed the other day,
you know, Female Dwarf.
Female
Dwarf, yes, so yes. Lest we not forget.
The Elitist Jerks remains a good resource that just...
Are they as active as they once were? It seems to me that they've
been like it.
Off. Maybe Zahara can answer that. I mean...
Yeah, there's not a lot of activity on EJ anymore. I've seen a lot more on MMO Champions forums than anywhere else, really.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, so even a worse signal-to-noise ratio.
Yeah. And I assume, Zahara, you're planning to continue on in Warlords of Draenor and will continue up femaledwarf.com, although you have no idea, I suppose, of what kind of changes you'll have to make
I'm actually really not sure what I'm going to do right now. The mythic change is a real problem for me, so...
Uh-oh.
I've posted it on the forums, but I'm kind of delaying any decisions, but 20-man raiding is not really something I want to do, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do about it yet.
Okay, so stay tuned, I guess.
All right, well,
sorry.
Just keeps on coming.
That could be almost another retirement.
Yeah, exactly. It's a
really big decision.
Like I said, the retired hunting podcast.
But yeah, no, I mentioned, and also Wowhead, by the way. I mentioned Petopia. Yeah. I went to go to Petopia earlier this week, and it was either down briefly or whatever, and I was like, oh, God, what do I do? But Wowhead actually has a very nice area about hunter pets, about pets and hunter pets, and it almost rivals Petopia in terms of its content. So it's a good, it's another resource there for pets.
We've got a lot of good guides these days.
They do. They have some spirit beast hunting guides, and 3D modeler is very cool, so you can get a really good look at the pets. So it's a nice alternative to Petopia.
Oh, and somebody in the chat room. Had a good point that Icy Veins. Here we go. Wiccan mentioned Icy Veins.
Yep.
It's a really good place to go for like your basic rotation guides, you know, your optimal setup guides.
Yeah, those are sort of Wowhead, MMO Champion, Icy Veins. Those are some of the general sites that have a lot of great information.
Right. Noxic, I think, is another general site. I don't know how good it is for World of Warcraft.
Noxic is not that good, though. Like, for a lot of classes, the data they give is just questionable.
Yeah. It's just too basic.
Reviewed by good players that are usually fairly high end.
Yeah, I found that Noxic for the other game, the Old Republic, is actually not too bad. But I've looked at it for Hunters for World of Warcraft and didn't like it very much.
Yeah, I also was not. It really looked, honestly, it looked like somebody who didn't play a hunter was like, oh, we need a hunter section. Let me just look up a bunch of hunter guides on the forums and I'll just toss that in. It wasn't great.
Every Icy Veins one, they have the name of the hunter or whatever class it is who actually reviewed the guide, and it's usually
very good. And we know that Roger Brown, for example, I know this past expansion, he had his own guide up there, and he went so far as to let you download his UI if you wanted to, and all of his macros and things.
There's Ask Mr. Robot.
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't be curious to see what direction Ask Mr. Robot goes.
They've posted on their site that they're planning to carry on through Warlords of Draenor, and they don't really seem like they're that concerned about it, even though reforging is going away. They seem to think that there's a lot of work for them to do and a place for them.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me because most people I know, like the vast majority of hunters I know, Ask Mr. Robot is used for reforging. Like, it is synonymous with a reforging calculator. So I'd be curious how they communicate, like, hey, we can do something else, guys.
Well, Brown Reforge was good for a while, but they just never really updated for upgrades. And I gave up on them for sure. Yeah. I don't know about other people. But
yeah, I use Ask Mr. Robot primarily, of course, like you said, everyone else for reforging. And I've got the in-game add-on, which will just do the reforging for you as a nice time saver. So I like it for that aspect. And they've got an auto-gemming feature, which it's still a little bit in beta as well. So, they've done a lot to automate some of those mundane tasks, such as reforging and gemming.
This one is Ask Mr. Robot?
Yes.
They have the greatest app on Google. If you guys are just, like, in-game, you don't want to get off, on another screen. It's really good on your phone if you have an Android. Because Android rocks!
And speaking of Ask Mr. Robot, they were one of the ones, and we always, I just never stopped apologizing to him, but I think it was episode 90.
It was so horrible. That was such an awesome episode.
I know.
The worst thing about it.
And Zahara was on that show as well, and it just got lost.
Oh, God.
And it was like,
it didn't get lost. It got destroyed by my lack of attention.
Yeah, and it was like this great discussion about like different ways of calculating stat weights and different ways of modeling DPS and kind of the difference between how they did it versus how Zahara did it. And
I think that's enough of a technical error that we need to drink right now for it.
No, we don't like drink for past technical errors.
It's like you had one job. Yep. One job to push the button.
I know. Well, I'm glad we got our stuff figured out since then, because that's definitely, that was probably the worst example of, like,
Well, it certainly never happened together. Again after that. That's for sure.
No, yeah, that was too bad that we lost that episode to the ether.
Episode you guys invited me to in advance too.
Probably.
Yeah, I was actually like out of town in Wisconsin or something, and I was like, I have to be at this episode. I have to be here. So I'm at like some other person's house. And I'm like, yeah, do you have Wi-Fi? Can I just hang out in your basement while this barbecue is going on? I have to do a podcast.
It's pretty funny. Speaking of which, I think I'm being summoned out again. So I'll have to leave you with the last idea of my top podcast moment. Probably have to be harking back to either winning or losing a friendship bracelet to Frost. Those are both hilarious scenarios that I don't regret.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thank you, Euripides. I mean, this was all your idea, and
this grew way past anything I would have been able to do without you guys. Honestly, this was I just happened to be first one to name it, but it's been carried by everybody around me, and this is something that's I'm proud of having been part of. But that's it. I was a part of this, and it was an amazing experience.
Whenever you see a moose on a train, think of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Every 5 minutes, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, right? They're all over the place.
He's never going to stop thinking about us.
All right, and keep in touch. You guys all have my contact info. I still check
we
my...
We do. We see you on Facebook, and hopefully, you'll get that itch to and the time to come back and resubscribe, and we'll see you back in game maybe someday.
Maybe someday. We'll see.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Unblock me on Facebook. I'll quit sending that stuff, okay? I mean, I understand, but damn, it's been a while. I'm on the grudge.
Maybe he was the one that hacked my Twitter telling everyone about the parkas.
I saw that. Yeah, I was like, what the hell is he talking about? Yeah, for reference, everyone, Zahara's Twitter got hacked this morning.
Oh, that's right. And we have people in the chat room saying they miss your Call to Auction podcast as well. By the way, that should have been on the... I was listening through bits and pieces of various episodes, and that should have been a drinking game thing. Every time that Euripides said something about rebooting Call to Auction,
oh yeah,
man, take a drink. Every other episode, it seems like, oh guys, yeah, I guess I rebooted Call to Auction. I've got a new episode.
Yeah, I made a new episode. Got a new host. Oh man.
At least half a dozen times.
That's what this podcast would have turned into if it weren't for you guys, by the way. Right. So, anyways, that said, I've got some attention that needs to be spent on children and visitors, but again, see you soon.
Happy right, cheers, birthday my friend. To yes, thanks. Happy birthday to you.
Bye, Yuri.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Farewell.
Well, he got interrupted by kids, so...
Yeah, although there are 130-plus people in the chat.
He got interrupted by real life, yeah.
Yes. Right. Although, funny, when he talks about rebooting Call to Auction, there's about 130 or so people that would probably love to hear something about rebooting the Hunting Party podcast, but alas. Carry on with...
We don't have any information for sure on it. There had... Dielhelm, I want to say. Michelle, he was on... The last time you were on, he was our other guest. And he did a really nice job, and he talked to me afterwards and said, hey, I'm thinking about starting up a hunter podcast. So, but I didn't hear any. I didn't get any information about it between then and now to pass on to you guys. But we will find a way to get it to some proper channels. So a lot of those blogs, like I still talk to Bendak at Scattered Shot. So like if something does start up, we'll make sure that the community finds out about it. But at the moment, yeah, there doesn't seem to be anything imminent happening with another podcast.
But I hope some folks out there decide to kind of take up the reign, the mantle here, and carry the torch here and keep it going. Yeah. I'll be happy to be a guest on somebody else's Hunter podcast.
Although I still think Michelle and I need to start our WoW relationship podcast.
Yes!
Just give, like, all kinds of just ridiculous in-game romance advice.
Well, you can use your I Won't Miss You Hunter song as your
there you go, there
outro,
you go.
Perhaps.
Dude, I've hooked up, I've had two love connections in my guild.
I have a story for you guys on that topic. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine in my guild told me, I was like a week or two ago, he met a girl through a dating service. Turned out she was pretending to be me.
What?
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 I am not kidding. He knew it wasn't me, because he knows me, and goodness. I don't live anywhere near where he lives. So he was like,
And so she was like literally like, oh yeah, I play a World of Warcraft, and this isn't me trying to do your voice, this is her trying to do your voice. I play World of Warcraft, and I'm Zahara. I run femaledwarf.com.
Seriously.
That's an amazing move to like pick up guys.
It's like a cross between flattering and creepy.
Yeah, there's something to be said. Like, I would love it if someone impersonated me thinking that I had, like, relationship credibility or something, you know.
I would be thrilled if somebody was going around, like, no, I'm Frostheim.
I do that all weekend. I have my Frostheim's cloak still. I wear that wherever I go.
Frostheim does have a recovered cloak of Frostheim. Somebody made one for him.
I do. I have a real one.
He has a real one. That's right.
It's really nice.
It is really nice, and it's great because, like, on the inside back collar is like a tag that has the tooltip.
Oh, that's awesome! I've seen you wear the cloak. I think you wore it at one of the barbecues, but I didn't see the tooltip thing.
Yeah, yeah, lots of attention to detail there. That thing's pretty phenomenal.
Yep, we do have some people to thank. We're jumping around a little bit here, but we do have some people that we'd like to thank. We do want to thank Bendak, who's been mentioned a couple times, who runs the Scattered Shots column, for giving us some publicity this week.
That was nice, although I would have preferred a full... That would have been the entirety of his article, but that's just me, rather than the opening paragraph. But, you know, we'll take what we can get. We've always taken what we can get.
Sure. And, I mean, well, we have a giant chat room today, so we do have one of the largest shows, probably the largest ever. I wasn't there for episode 100, but we'd also like to thank the Blizzard community team for giving us some publicity, even if they did say Scott Johnson was going to be on the podcast. And we'd also like to, in advance, I'd like to thank Beer Nerd from the Convert to Raid Guild on the Airy Peak server for donating a code to us to receive an Alterac brew pup that we'll be giving away here in a little bit. And if we missed anyone else who put up a notice about this and helped bring some people here for episode 200, you have our apologies for not catching it and also our thanks for doing it.
So yeah, 134 is pretty good, although I'm pretty sure that when we did episode 34, which was BRK's first appearance, we broke the 200 mark for that.
Oh, did we? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we sure did. Well, he sure did.
Jeez, BRK, why don't you step it up?
I had to pay out a lot of money to get that many people to come on.
Yeah. That was a fun... I remember that episode. I remember the aftermath of that episode, because we had that discussion about blogging and mage bloggers and whatnot, and I forget what you had said.
I don't remember that.
And the mage... community, all three of them, as I say.
Yeah, really.
Went berserk.
Yeah, they did, too.
You know, and I was like, oh, here we go, but it was, you know, worth its weight in gold.
Well, how upset can you be when a bunch of squishies get their dander up? Not much.
Yeah,
I have to say, that's one of the nice things about, there was almost nothing good about Ustream, which was a disaster, but the one thing that was nice about the Ustream chat room is you got to see the guests. Can we see guests in this, or do they have to log in? No, they don't have to log in to listen to the show. Yeah.
No, they just have to do something. They just have to connect to the chat room. All those MIB users you said were...
No, but I'm saying they could be streaming the show without connecting to the chat room, so we have no idea
what audience is. Yeah, I understand. So someone's like on our YouTube page, for example, we have no idea. Or if they haven't connected to the chat room, we have no idea as well. You're right.
So we are going to... we are going to be giving those away. Michelle, you had a pet giveaway as well. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'm giving away a pet, so you have to be in game, and I'll gift you a code, and you can choose which pet that you want.
Cool, cool. Yeah, so we have the Ultra Egg Brew Pup. We have Michelle's Pick Your Own Pet giveaway. We'll be doing. So I think we're going to do a roll for one, and I have an idea for the next, but. We're going to wait a little while on that. So if you want to take part in that, make sure you're on the Ice Crown server at Karanos and talk to either Mini Bella in-game or Bella in the chat room here if you want a cross-realm invite.
Yeah, the only stipulation about the brew pup is you got to name it Lil Dark Brew. That's my only request.
I like that. I like that.
The stipulation for winning mine is that we can do however many what we want for a roll number, but if you roll a 69, it's an auto win, so... there's a roll off from there.
Okay. I was a little disappointed that they just released that Iron Sky Reaver this week, but that's like in-game only. So as far as I know, you can't give that away.
I know. I was going to give that away, and then I found out I couldn't gift it. So
yeah, I thought about doing the same thing, which is too bad because that's a wicked cool mount. I mean, I hope they make more skins of those in the future here because that one's very cool.
If I swear a lot, am I in trouble on this one? If I say
no, because
not anymore. I'm not even going to bother to edit it out. It's
exactly. Yeah. We don't have to worry about like Euripides' prudish Canadian sensibilities anymore, because what's going to happen? We're going to lose our audience?
Michelle, in the first iteration of the drinking game that I did, your stipulation, instead of talking about all drinking frost, was every time you swear. But I didn't want to be like, well, I didn't want to assume
we'd be
that
wasted.
So I was like, well, she might not want that assumption made about her that she's just, this foul mouth.
I don't want that out there. That's some fucked up news.
Okay, so what's next? You're like just going all over the show notes here. By the way,
I'm trying to go in order. I'm trying to go in order.
Speaking of which, I don't even know why we have Hunter News on here.
We went back and forth on that. I mean, because it was a podcast about hunters, if you recall, that maybe would be good to go over a wee bit of Hunter News, just almost from a nostalgic sort of standpoint.
I suppose, but it's old news now.
Yeah, it's nothing that major.
The aspect of the Hawk buff is nice. I mean,
actually, I like that. So aspect of the Hawk buff, everybody knows about it, but Zahara, can you tell us just how good is it?
Yes, how good is that buff?
Let's see, if I look again, it was around a 6-8% damage buff, thereabouts.
Drink.
So there you go.
I didn't correct him, I just...
Yeah, but what'd you put out?
You dropped some math on us, that's the same thing.
That's not the same thing at all. Are you on crack?
It's not the same thing. I'm back frost.
I mean, we could talk a little bit about Warlords of Draenor. I mean, Frost, BRK, you guys weren't here when that was announced. I think Michelle's come on, so she's probably had a chance to talk about that. But if you guys feel like giving your thoughts on what you think about that upcoming expansion.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds bad.
Oh.
I like it. I haven't been this excited about an upcoming expansion since probably they announced Wrath of the Lich King, to be honest with you.
I think there's a lot of stuff I like about it. There was something I wasn't sure about. Oh, the whole reforging thing I wasn't sure about. That's it. So I agree with the reasons that they decided to get rid of reforging. Semicolon, however, comma.
Right.
I think that they already corrected the reforging issues by getting rid of hidden expertise caps. That was the problem. Like, the idea behind reforging was beautiful. It was like, hey, if you get gear that maybe doesn't have the best secondary stats for you, you can make it a little bit better so not as much of it goes to waste. But it became a pain in the ass because every single piece of gear you got, you had to redo this whole elaborate reforging because you had to hit these delicate caps. They got rid of the caps, so hey, reforging should go back to the initial beautiful idea it was. I don't know if they need to get rid of both.
Well, I think the reason they're doing that is because without those other stats, it would basically just be make all your gear the perfect stats. Whereas
a
before,
bit
the
other
stats, you kind of had to pick and choose a little more.
Yeah, except I kind of like that because otherwise the solution is, oh, this gear isn't the perfect stats, pass.
Yeah, well, doing all those adaptation stats on the gear, and the gear is going to be more competitive, going to be useful to more people than it used to be. So I think they probably decided that might just be going too far, but I mean, it's kind of hard to tell right now. They can always put it back in if they decide that it's not working out. They've clearly comfortable messing with things back and forth.
I mean, in some ways, yeah, I understand what you're saying. So with when you have hit and expertise in the game, reforging sort of just becomes an exercise in reaching those caps.
Well, it's not just that, but then you have to reforge the majority of your gear every time you get an upgrade. It's kind of a pain in the ass.
So basically, you all hate reforging and you're glad it's going away. Because it's a pain in the ass, and it's tedium, and you need an add-on, and you need a spreadsheet.
Except if you get rid of caps, you don't need any of that. If you get rid of caps, then it's exactly what Zahara said, which is What well, I like about it, right, it's like exactly what Sahara said, like, oh, then all you do is you reforge your gear once ever, unless, you know, expansion buffs or nerfs a stat, and then it changes. But then, hey, my gear, and you can't reforge all of it, right? My gear is always going to be pretty good. I'm going to reforge it when I get it to what works for my spec and my class, and then I'm just going to keep it that way.
But there are actually other classes where their reforging kind of works differently. They're like,
I don't understand how that's significant, though.
Well, other I'm classes? Saying to the people who make the reforging, it's significant. Yes, it's not significant to us.
I'm saying it's not significant to the game if it's not about hunters. Yes. Is my argument. Yes.
I agree.
Say, I like that there's something that we need to think about a little bit more than just, here's a character out of a box, all your gear's fine, whatever. I kind of like the fact that there were hit caps to think about at times, and I liked the fact that in old talent trees that there was something a little more you could think about. The problem is then these add-ons come around, and it makes it automated for us. So we just go to AskMrRobot.com, or we used to look at Tank Spot for whatever, or Elitist Jerks, whatever the best spec was going to be, or we would listen to Theory Crafting Podcasts, and everybody would
cheeky
do it that
spreadsheet.
Way. Everyone would do it, you know, but at the same time, there was a time period there where it was kind of fun to figure it out, and you had to search a little bit more for the information. That's the first time I found Big Red Kitty's website. Yeah. I was like, looking around, what do I do?
But I do appreciate from a game design philosophy that you shouldn't need to go to an outside website to, within reason, optimally play the game.
And you don't. Yeah. You don't have to reforge at all. And if you know how to play your class, you're going to do pretty well. It's when you're trying to min-max, and I don't have a problem with that either.
Well, I'm talking about how to optimally play your class.
Most people who play low-level hunters don't use their pets. Is that optimal? Do they need a...
but they do now.
No, they don't. And I'm going to tell you that as a fact. I have leveled an elemental shaman and an arcane mage to 45 each within the past 60 days. And you get into a five-man and you get in a hunter, and sometimes he has a spider and he's got an alligator, he has nothing, and they're just shooting, and they're awful. And these are people who are playing alts. And
yeah, I had those
terrible people
in the other night, too.
Meanwhile, these other classes are so stinking easy to play. No wonder they suck at playing a hunter.
Well, that concludes part one of episode 200, The End. But don't worry, we've got 3 more hours to go, so we'll see you for part 2. Thanks for listening.
This is Big Red Kitty coming to you from the command bunker at Big Red Kitty Worldwide Headquarters Amalgamated in beautiful downtown Orlando. You are listening to the Hunting Party Podcast, starting a bunch of really, really cool noobs who think they know something about hunters. So they brought me in to totally set them straight.